It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Republican presidential contenders hope to be popular in Illinois today as that state holds a primary. But could they ever be as popular as Charlie Bit My Finger?
Charlie, that really hurt!
Rob Salmond, who teaches political science at the University of Michigan, has recently published a paper about how YouTube is being used in campaigns. He says YouTube videos are different than traditional political ads in two ways.
YouTube ads are generally aimed at highly politicized people, usually your own supporters. The second difference is that YouTube videos are free to broadcast, and that allows people to make much more detailed videos than they would make on television, partly because there's no time limit.
Now, I noticed that in your paper you said that the YouTube videos also tend to be more positive. Is that because they're preaching to the choir?
Yes, that's right. The idea behind many YouTube videos is to try and get somebody who supports your campaign to do something beyond simply voting for it. That is, to either convince their friends to vote for the candidate, or you can try and convince somebody to take a step from being a supporter to being an activist.
Rob Salmond from the University of Michigan. Turning to security now, personally, I never expected to be using passwords after I was about 8 years old, and it was a way to stop girls from getting into a treehouse. Still, passwords are the foundation of online security. Recently, DARPA, a research office of the Defense Department, said we need a better system. Salvatore Stolfo is with Columbia University's School of Engineering and Applied Science. He offers the idea of a behavioral model where snoopers get booted out.
If somebody gets access to your machine by stealing your password, they'll start looking around, and they would have a distinctive different search behavior as you do. And if you think a moment, that's pretty natural. You go into your home and you know exactly where your scissors may be. Somebody else who wants to find your scissors would have to search around.
Another idea is a decoy document. Make a fake link to something called, say, financial info.
And it's essentially like a trap-based technology where the intruder or the masquerader will be caught on the basis of having opened the file that they ordinarily wouldn't know is not a real file.
Until these ideas catch on, do me a favor, don't use the password password. Net Zero is offering what it calls free mobile broadband access. Now, if the name Net Zero rings a bell, you may recall when it first launched, 1998. Moviegoers flocked to Armageddon for some reason. Mark McGwire beat the home run record, and we figured it was because he lifted weights. And Cher made us all believe.
Do you believe in love after love?
Back then, Net Zero gave you free home internet if you didn't mind ads everywhere. And, I'm sorry, can we get a different song? Okay, 1998. All right, now that old Net Zero died. The relaunched Net Zero still offers a sort of free option, no ads this time, but be warned, you don't get much. First, you have to buy either a $50 antenna stick or a $100 mobile hotspot, which by my math makes it not free. And you know what? I'm sorry, can we play any other 1998 music?
Getting jiggy with it.
Ugh, tough year. Net Zero's so-called free plan gives you 200 megabits a month. Now, that's enough to check email once in a while, look at an occasional website. That's it. And after that, you can either upgrade to a paid plan or it cuts you off for the month. And then the world can't see you.
And I don't want the world to see me.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.